I'm joined by Andrew Bisping from the town of Malmesbury, who's been tweeting some images of rising floodwaters today. Andrew, the mayor described it as the worst in a lifetime. Would you agree?
I think he's probably right, Matt. Certainly, we've lived in the town since 2000, and the water levels here are higher than I've ever seen them before. I'm looking out of an upstairs window across the floodplain. The local football team, Malmesbury Vicks, has its pitch within sight, but it will be far more suitable for water polo today.
Yeah, well, that's one of the pictures we featured on the blog. How deep would you describe the water there?
Well, I'd say it'd be at least knee deep.
Yeah.
You can still see the goalposts, you can see the dugouts, but it's in a bad way down there. It's on the floodplain, so it's not that surprising, but there is a lot of water around.
And some people have been rescued from their homes, is that right?
It wouldn't surprise me. I went down to the town bridge this morning, where the road was impassable. The fire engine had just arrived. You may have used that photo as well.
Yeah.
And down a side street, which I couldn't get down, there were a number of houses near the bowling club, and it really wouldn't surprise me if people had needed to be rescued from there.
Judging from your photographs, it looks like a sort of ancient historic town. Are there fears of that some of the sort of fabric of the place has been damaged?
Well, Malmesbury is a historic hilltop town. So the main part of the town, the Abbey, is one of its well-known features. That's on top of the town, so that would be certainly safe from floodwater. But there are two branches of the River Avon that join in the town, and that's partly what creates the difficulty. You've also got the Abbey House Gardens, and I went down there this morning, and in the summer you can go across the stepping stones across the river, but you would just be swept away today if you went there.
And is the water still rising, or is it receding now?
The water is receding slowly at the moment. It's probably 20 centimetres, well, no, it's probably less than that, 10 centimetres lower than it was in the middle of the night. But we are very near the source of the river, so it rises very quickly, and then it falls very quickly. But there's more heavy rainfall forecast for this evening, so I'd really like to see the levels fall before we get more rain this afternoon, or we could be in trouble overnight.
Are you used to this kind of thing? There's a lot of flooding in the West Country.
It's not that uncommon. It's probably come up three or four times in the dozen years that we've lived here. But last night was definitely the highest. We have our sort of personal visual markers of the deepest levels it's ever been to, and it exceeded it last night.
Where's your personal visual marker?
it's where the... You can get two cars on our drive side by side, and there's a little metal grill between the pavement and the drive, and that's our visual marker. It's on a slight slope, but to get a sense of perspective, it was about half a metre below our floor levels last night.
And are there still a lot of emergency services in the town?
Certainly the fire brigade were down there when I was down there about 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. But I don't know what they can do because places are by the river. At this stage, I'd suggest it would be pointless pumping anywhere out because it would simply refill. I think the water levels need to recede from the rivers a bit, and then it's the opportunity to pump out those unfortunate people who have basements that might well be submerged.
Okay, Andrew, well, thanks very much for sparing the time and keep up the great pitches.
Okay, thanks, Matt.